Pen, a fry cook at a local restaurant by day, super cat woman by night hurries home at 4:30 a.m. through a bad part of town to get home to her children. Though it's 53 degrees out, she's still sweating, hoping to make it home to her children on time. She's made this trek hundreds of times already, but each time she fears more and more. Every rustle, every whistle, every empty can rolling or raccoon digging in the trash leaves her alarmed and worried. All she can think about is her children sleeping alone and unsupervised. She makes it back to her old rundown apartment building, hurrying in but quietly as to prevent her children from hearing her. As usual, she checks in on her children, Todd, Ken, and her little daughter, N2. She takes a breath of sigh when she sees them intact. She blows them a kiss then walks over to her room. She turns on the light and looks at herself in the mirror. She breaks down in tears as she observes the marks of her activities that night. It's all worth it, she comforts herself, it's all worth it. She pulls out a stack of bills and smiles. She walks over to a cupboard and pulls out a bag, but to her dismay, it looks emptier than usual. Upon examining it, she realizes only $22 are left in her bag. She rummages through the room frantically, hoping to find the remaining money, but turns up empty. She scrapes through the entire room, then the house, and the children's room, waking them up in the process. She can't take it anymore, and breaks down shouting and screaming. And with a loud thud, she falls to the ground. Her kids are confused, they start screaming as their mom falls lifelessly on the ground. Todd leaps to her, grabbing her wrist. Her pulse grows fainter and fainter, until he feels nothing left. Her body starts getting cold, and tears begin running down his face.